God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to nourish us. God's word to feed us. God's word to guide our walk of life in his world, in his vineyard, is from the gospel lesson. Now, this gospel lesson sometimes is very hard to hear. It's very difficult to preach on because they are signs of the end times. The end times when Jesus comes again. And the disciples are very curious about this, about the things that he is saying. So I want you to listen to this again toward the end of the text. He says, "You must be on your guard. You will be handed over to local synagogues and flogged in the synagogues. On account of me, you will stand before governors and kings as witnesses to them. And the gospel must be first preached to all nations. Whenever you are arrested and brought to trial, do not worry beforehand about what to say. Just say whatever is given you at the time. For it is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. All men will hate you because of me, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved." So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to guide us and to nourish us. So I want you to, I'm going to ask a question. How much would you give to know the future? How much would you give to know what's going to happen in your life? How much would you give to know when death will come? How much would you give to know what is going to happen in the next few days, weeks, and months? What will the future hold for you? I want you to think about that future. And I want you to think about the future now. It seems very cloudy. We've been in a pandemic for a year and a half, and it's clouded our vision. It's clouded the vision of the future. But as we think about the future, we wonder about it. What and how are we going to determine what we see ahead? Some people, they'll look into the TV. Some others will look at horoscopes. Some others will go to those wisdom tents and all kinds of other things to know what the future is. But you know what the future is. You know exactly what the future is. And you know who holds the future in his hands. And that's God himself. Even though we are a reckless people, even though we sin, there is an urgency. There is an urgency in our lives to know about the future. So we live among the people. We live among a people who is looking forward and wondering about this world that we do live in. Researchers are looking to research the best medicine to take care of the coronavirus because the variants keep coming up. Trying to get a handle on this, so future people will be able to live as normal once again. Some others, they're looking at their own self and what the future holds. They want to buy all the things of the world. But you know, the person who has the most toys still dies. It gets pretty difficult for us to talk about death and dying. We want to hide that future. Because we know that each and every one of us is going to die. Because the Apostle Paul writes, for the wages of sin is death. Our own rebellion. Our own depths of sin has resulted in death. All we have to do is look back to the garden and see Adam and Eve and see the sin that they committed and how we pass that sin on. Because remember what Adam said when God came into the garden. You know, it wasn't me. It was the woman you gave me. And Eve said, it wasn't me. It was the serpent who beguiled me. And since that time, we've been passing blame all the way down the line. We don't take responsibility for our own actions. We don't say, yes, Lord, I have sinned. Please forgive me. But in this day of urgency, we need the Lord more than anything else. And we need His word. We need to hear what He has to say to us. Do not be fearful. For I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you walk through the waters, I will be with you. In the rivers, they will not overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, nor will the flames scorch you. For I am the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. He tells us these words, not to fear the future, but to look at who holds that future and who walks with us in this world of sin and depression, depravity, all of the things that are pushing down upon us. He is the one who lifts us up. The Apostle Paul echoes the prophet Isaiah words when he writes, we live to the Lord. We die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. There is a sense of urgency that we need to be about, to learn and to absorb ourselves in these words that the Lord tells us that we belong to Him, and that we need not fear the future. We need not fear the sickness. We need not fear the death that comes. Because each and every one of us, each and every one of us are not going to live on this earth for all eternity. Because when the time comes, our Lord will call us home. Just as He has called a brother in our faith, in the faith, Jim Gibbs, home to be with Him. Our Lord has determined when He will call each and every one home. And in the meantime, He gives us His word. He gives us His word to encourage us. He gives us His word to lift us up. He gives us His word to share among us, to share with others, to share that He is a God of grace and a God of love. And when He comes with His word, asks us to share, there are risks involved. We may lose a brother or a sister or a parent or some other one because we believe in Jesus. Because Jesus is our Lord and Savior. He tells us during these signs of the end times that it's not going to be easy for us. We don't know what persecution of Christians is like. We have no idea what it means to die for the faith. We come and we sit comfortably in our pews. We sing the comfortable songs. We hear God's word. And we pray for those around us. But we actually have no idea what it means to die for Jesus. And that's what may happen to each and every one of us. Because we don't know what's going to happen. And yet we do know that God gives us a promise. And in that promise, he says, I will keep you. In that promise, he says, I will lift you up. In that promise, he says, I forgive you. As far as the east is from the west, I forgive you your sins and we will remember them no more. He gives us that promise of his presence in our lives. He gives us that promise that he will always be there through the joys that we celebrate, to the sorrows that we have. When we laugh, and when we cry, God is with us. God doesn't abandon us, but he comes to us. He comes to us in his word, and he comforts us. What does the future hold? On one hand, we have no clue. We have no clue what's going to happen. We have no clue what's going to happen a day or a week. When I was serving in International Falls, there was a Canadian pastor. And this was at the time when Lutheran Church Missouri Synod was, it was all one church body. This was before Lutheran Church Canada broke away, became partner church. And this brother pastor lived in Winnipeg. And he would call me because I was his mailbox, so to speak. He would order material from Concordia Publishing House and have it shipped to me because I was in the States, and he'd come down across the border and pick that up. We had that mutual like and everything, and it was a good relationship. And all of a sudden, I heard that he was killed. He was killed in a traffic accident where he was stopped at a stoplight. And this was during the winter. And I had just spoken to him a couple days before that. We don't know when the Lord's going to come and take us home. We have no clue. A few years ago, when we still had the cabin, we went to Managua. And there was a pastor friend there. Pastor Ed Bale, 88 years old and still serving a vacancy. He served vacancy after vacancy after vacancy. Ed's a long story, but got to know Ed and Rose very well. And we saw them in May, and we said, we'll be up in June, we'll see you then. And they said, okay. We got there on that Sunday, we walked in, and one of the host, the guy, the elder, he says, you're a pastor too, aren't you? And I said, yes. He says, are you available the end of June? And I said, but you have a vacancy, pastor. And he said, he died yesterday. Very suddenly, he died. We have no clue when God will call us home. But he asks us to be on the alert because there is the promise of Jesus that we will see Jesus and that God has crowned us with that glory of Jesus Christ and him crucified for each and every one of us. So what does the future hold? We have no clue on the one hand, but then on the other hand, we know. We know that we are in God's hands. We know that because of Christ, we will be in heaven when our life on this earth ends. And that's the blessedness of knowing what the future holds and knowing that He holds the future in His hands and that He blesses us to be a blessing among others and to tell others about Jesus. In Christ's holy name, amen.